562-5760.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Thank God it's Friday!
Line it up, baby!
Hey!
This is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke. Chris
Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
I am so flaming.
What the heck was that? Oh, my God. I got to be careful. I'm learning. I'm learning.
Finally?
I'm going to put a filter. So I'm going to start it this way.
Okay, sure.
I met with Kareem this morning. Okay. Kareem is doing my new opens for the Monday Night Player shows.
We're on the same page. I was going to ask you about that.
Met with him. Everything's kick butt. I'm even going to let him play around with an open for the Thursday Night Knockout Radio and the Friday Talking Sports. Here's where I'm struggling with it, and I'm going to throw it out to the millions and millions of people that respond to this program. Whatever your favorite TV show is.
Right.
It doesn't change its open 8 years into its running.
It's called brand recognition.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I just happened to watch Friends again last night. Friends was the same opening.
Yeah.
So I'm up for suggestions.
You hear that song, that's the first thing you think.
Exactly.
No matter what the context
when you hear that hillbilly hoedown thing that we play on Thursday nights, you think of Knockout Radio.
Every single time.
When you hear the Friday open, Danny did that open, 15 years ago. Matter of fact, he may come into the studio on Tuesday at 12:30 to cut some spots for us.
Oh, that's cool.
It's Danny and Jim Beretta may stop in, who was my old board op back in the day.
Nice.
So we're bringing a bunch of people in to do some new voiceovers, and we're going to try to clean it and clean it up a little bit. But here's my rant for the day.
Hi, everybody, by the way.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How's everybody doing?
Thanks for tuning in.
Had a little blow up over at Gilly's place earlier this morning, which I'll tell you about off the air.
Okay. I was going to say good or bad, but
no,
I think that...
No, it's not good. Here's my rant of moron of the week.
There's a lot of those. You narrowed it down to one?
Yeah, just for this one. So the other day, a little hungry, shocking, I decide I'm going to go for all-you-can-eat crab.
Okay.
I Google all-you-can-eat crab.
Okay.
A particular location came up, and they're on, just because I don't want to throw them under the bus in case they do advertise on this program, we're going to say 62nd Avenue.
Okay.
So I call them, and I said, I'm really interested. Where are you? We're on 62nd Avenue.
Mm.
And I'm making this up, 58th Street.
Okay.
Okay. And I said... Well, which side are you on, the north or the south?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the lady's response was? Where are you coming from?
Now, was it an immediate response or did she have a second to think about it? Because the only justification I can think of is if they're not used to hearing saying a direction, usually it's which side of the road are you on? Well, it depends on where you're coming from.
I said, are you? I didn't say which side of the road are you on.
Right. You were specific.
I was specific. Are you on? Because I know 62nd Avenue. And again, that's not the street that this place was on. But
for example,
for the sake of this conversation, I said, are you on the north or the south side of the road? Which direction are you coming from? My response was, it doesn't matter.
It's the same side of the road if it's north or south.
And then I had to say, all right, I will be headed west on 62nd Avenue. Well, again, you know, because the street was the other way, and I said I'm heading north or south. So that's just my rant. Some cuts have already come down with your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That didn't take long, although they have till
tomorrow
afternoon.
Right. Okay. Jason Light said that they were going to make most, if not all, today. And I respect him for that. You know, try to help one day might be quicker, because if you can get released by an organization today before everybody else gets released tomorrow, maybe somebody will pick you up.
Yeah, you might have a little bit of time to still make something of this season.
The only recognizable name on the first cut, which is about 10 guys, would be the recently brought back in after being released, Anthony Gator.
Oh, wow.
Nate Askew.
Sounds familiar.
No, he's not related to Ruben Askew. Kip Edwards, TJ Fetnugu, Keith Lewis, Andrew Miller, Lonnie Pryor. Not necessarily surprised with that. You know, the fullback, they have so many running backs.
They are deep in the backfield. That's true.
So they're down to 63. They'll need to cut 10 more. And what's it called? He's not called the Grim Reaper.
What?
What's he called? The dude that shows up at your, you know, he bangs on your door, and there's a name for it.
When you die?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Grim Reaper, because they're not dead. They're just cut. But it's like the blank man, the boogeyman, the
Sandman?
The Sandman, the showman, the Britney Spears man. I mean, whatever. There's a name for the person that shows up and says, Coach wants to see you. Bring your playbook. That's when your heart drops and you're like, God.
It's like in Major League when you open up your locker and you see the red tag.
Right. But it's called something. I would think, you know, for those years that you played with Team USA, that you would have known what it was.
I didn't get cut.
That's called a softball.
Thank you for that softball.
Oh, my God. All right,
appreciate that.
So I did get the show notes, and I'm going to air publicly what we should talk about privately.
Okay.
Because I think it may be good radio. Typically, your show notes are not bad. Don't necessarily use them.
Can I defend myself beforehand? No. Okay,
Do you know which one I'm going to rip?
All of them.
Not all of them.
I thought this was a very tough week for me to be putting notes together. Which one?
If I was a violent person, if I was Richie Incognito, I would vent a whole lot more on a comparison of Price and Smiley. I'm so tempted to take this pen and poke your eyeball out. Because it's ridiculous.
I would say that
it's ridiculous.
How?
To compare, first of all, it's only a month into.
Sure, but you're going to have people that are saying, was it worth it? Well,
no, it'll never be worth it. You traded a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah.
No, it's unfair. If you want to compare what Smiley has done since the day he was born to what David Price has done since the day he was born, all right. But to compare what the two have done in a month. And because Smiley has done better in that month.
I will say significantly better.
Because Smiley has done better.
Yeah.
What? You're going to compare a guy who... Oh. Come here, bring your eyeball over here.
That's the knee-jerk reaction, though. It's going to be, okay, was it worth it? Let's take a look at who we got, who they got, and let's see how everything played out on the field, because it's always speculation. Oh, that was a horrible trade. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. And the only thing you have to reference are the numbers. And if you look at said numbers, as I said, Price has not done as well as Smiley. In 5 games, he's 1-2, a 4.41 ERA. He has 7 walks, 35 Ks, which is what we've seen him throughout the year.
Why didn't you do this last week?
Because it's the end of the month. You've got to give it at least a full month.
Because he had one bad outing, one awful outing against the Yankees, which really throws this one side or the other. How come you didn't put on one Cy Young, no Cy Youngs? How come you didn't put on one? How many All-Star? You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
There's
that.
Just some knucklehead people out there that are going to say, "Oh, this is a great trade," and I don't think it's fair to say 1 month in that this was a great trade.
Whoa. Nowhere in the notes did I say that it was a great trade. I strictly put the numbers out there, and I would let us talk about it, talk it out here on air. I'm not going as far as to say that because obviously we still have September to get through, and Rays have a little bit of ground to make up.
Next time you put something like this on show notes,
okay,
I'm going to do one of two things. I'm going to not talk about it, or I'm going to make you do more work.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
Thank you.
It's not like you do enough work now. Next time you do a silly comparison, why don't you take it one step further?
Okay.
I'd like you to list the teams that they both played against. Hey, it may have something to do with it. I'm just saying, if you're going to compare, let's compare apples to apples. Who did David Price pitch against? Do you know? We know it was the Yankees.
Over the last month?
Yeah, in these five games.
That I would have to go back.
Did Smiley pitch against the Chicago Little League team?
That I don't know.
I'm just saying. More in depth next time.
Going more back to silly and stupid, I packed up my laptop. I got ready. I walked out the door, and I left it at home. So I'm going for my notes from my phone. So I do apologize for that.
No apologies.
I'm apologizing to the listeners. I will try to do this research as quickly as possible.
All right, I just thought I would throw that out. Give me your thoughts. I know that Logan Mankins talked to the media last night. We were on the air, so I was not able to go out to Tampa Stadium or what's it called?
Ray J. Yeah.
I was not able to go out to Ray J and sit down with Logan Mankins. I'll talk to him on Monday. Any thoughts?
Well, okay, let's go back to the comparison between Price and Smiley.
If you talk about bringing in
a six-time Pro Bowler, a five-time All-Pro offensive guard, then yeah, you're going to be jazzed. But one of the things that you've talked about this preseason the whole time is you can bring all these people in. Going through the preseason, it doesn't matter. You got to see them once they get on the field when it matters. And it's unfair to Mankins right now because he just got here just a couple days ago. So he's had the playbook for how many hours? So he's got to have a little time to get used to not only the playbook. I'm sure playing guard is very similar for one team than it is the other. But got to get used to the people too, the other people on the O-line. So yeah, it looks good on paper. That's awesome. They're obviously addressing an issue that has been kind of glaring.
Incognito, still bring him, still look into him.
Do you need him now?
Absolutely.
Do you need him for his play on the field?
Absolutely.
Or do you want him for the bad boy that he has now because of what happened?
No, I don't want him for any of that kind of stuff. And I think it's unfortunate that now the baggage that he has, and what I think the baggage that he has and what you and everybody else thinks the baggage that he has may be two entirely different things. I don't know the whole story. I don't want to know the whole story. Mm-hmm. We don't need facts to screw up a story here.
Absolutely.
On Knockout Radio.
Absolutely.
And Talking Sports. I'm more upset at whatever happened at the golf course than I am anything that Richie Incognito did in the locker room.
Well, for those of us who don't know the golf course,
there was some sexual harassment and, you know, golfer and, you know, whether it was the caddy or the, you know, the beer girl or whatever. Mm. Unfortunately, we see that all the time and it doesn't make it right. I think everybody should be penalized for it. I think it's awful. I should probably be penalized for the sexual harassment that we throw your way. From the naked bodybuilding and all that kind of stuff. But the difference
Thank
is
you
really do that where, all right, so you do bodybuilding. Half naked, three quarters naked.
I'm
How much material?
Shirt off.
How much material is on that skimpy thing that you wear? Because I don't ever want to see it. So
it's a normal pair of board shorts. So it is down to my knees. It's a normal.
Okay.
Completely normal.
Okay. Back to I tried to be funny and it didn't work. I have no issues at all with anything Richie Incognito did in the locker room.
Gotcha.
I don't.
Because of other things that you've seen being in the locker room as well? And going the
first
route
and
of
foremost,
it's
and
sort of par for the course?
It's a little of all of that. And, you know, and I had lunch with a guy today, Akeem, who's going to be doing our opens for our night shows and day shows and player shows and whatever. And we kind of talked about it. The two hung out together.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a problem with anything that anybody would do, I wouldn't hang out with them. I used to host a show with somebody. I couldn't stand them. I didn't hang out with them.
Sure.
We did the show. We did our job. We worked. And then we went our separate ways. They hung out together. They tweeted back and forth. They talked. You don't do that. You just don't do it. There's harassment in everything and anything that we do.
Yeah, that's true. It's very common.
And there's a fine line between harassment and hazing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
that's a really good way description of it. Yeah, you see it anywhere.
And we've talked about military hazing.
Military is a big one.
You know, yeah. Flocking on your crow.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did that in the, you know, the other.
Tacked them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you literally punch somebody's arm mm-hmm. to tack on the crow. I saw a guy get his arm broke. Mm-hmm. You know, the hazing that they did in New Orleans where you had to run the gauntlet and they would load coins in socks and beat the, you know, it sucks, but it happens. You can haze, you can, and I won't use the word harass, you can haze to a certain level and it's okay. When you cross the equator, you get hazed.
Yeah.
And either man up or don't man up.
And it is what it is, and your chances are you're not going to get out of it, you're not going to get around it. Usually anything that is quote-unquote classified as a brotherhood or when a family term is brought into the mix, that's usually when you see it because of the nature of whatever's going on. And after all the hazing is over and done with, there's a lot of camaraderie. That's a very close group of individuals.
Absolutely.
And they're going to be willing to sweat, bleed, and in some cases die for each other.
Let me ask you this, and this has been brought up obviously on other shows, I'm sure, on the internet, whatever. Nobody wants to give Richie Incognito a second chance. Correct?
That's the case, yeah.
In your opinion, this is only your opinion. Ed, if you want to throw an opinion in, that's okay. Which is worse, what he did in the locker room or what he did at the golf course?
Probably what he did at the golf course, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, golf course.
And I don't think there was anything physical. It was awful. It was awful. It was awful. But like, Mike Vick is back in the NFL.
But like you said, if the guy doesn't like him, then you don't hang out with him. You don't text back and forth. They were, you know, the guy evidently had issues. I wrote on your thing, you remember the Ryan Leaf Junior Seau incident?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where he, Junior Seau got a hold of Ryan Leaf's credit card when he was a rookie, and they went out and jacked up about $50,000 worth of food at a restaurant, and Ryan Leaf went back to the coaches and the owner and demanded that they pay it back or he's going to prosecute.
But he was there.
Huh? No, he wasn't there.
Oh, I thought he was at
No, they stole his credit card and they went out that night. Next thing you know, he got a bill for $50,000.
I'd be pissed.
I would be too.
Well, Ryan Leaf, even though he's a dud, he made $10 million a year as a rookie.
It was
a hazing. That's all it was. It was hazing.
Yeah. Well, and
it wasn't physical either.
A little excessive in the money, but they do it all the time.
Yeah.
When the Bucks used to train up in Orlando, I know for a fact because the guy told me on the Monday night show that they would all go out to dinner. They would take the rookie had to pay, and this one guy who was, I don't know what word I want to use and what words I can legally use on air, but you know, he took these expensive bottles of champagne back to his room, and the rookie had to pay for it. It's part of the deal. You know, and when you're making $8 million a year, you know what? You're going to turn around and do it again next year. It's part of the game.
And they went through it too.
Yeah.
The guys that are putting the rookies through it, they went through all the same stuff. That's how they
know. Well, not necessarily.
How it goes.
Not necessarily.
A lot of the similar
stuff.
Well,
because depending on where you are in the rookie draft, they normally kill financially the first round pick, maybe include the second round pick. The fourth round pick, the fifth round pick, they don't grab their credit cards. You know, they don't. It's all on the – and some have stood up.
So it's measured.
Sort of. Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of.
Honestly, I'm kind of okay with that.
It's part of the deal.
It is what it is.
There is a particular pro bowler, a very big – thanks for producing. A pretty big name in the Tampa Bay area who I was told would ask when a new pro bowler comes to Hawaii – he would say, hey, we're going to all get together later tonight. We need to get in touch. So what room are you in? They would tell him the room, and then they would order all of their room service on that room.
Oh. Oh.
And run up 15, 18, 20, 22.
Thousand.
This is Talking Sports, brought to you by, and please check him out, Javon Hay, former Buck, former Titan, former Vanderbilt Commodore.
There you go.
Vanderbilt Commodore.
Nice save.
Thank you. Javon Hay sponsors this program and everything and anything that we do. Check them out at postshare.com. They are sending two people with tickets, with cash, with the whole nine yards to the big game out in Phoenix. I hope to be there again, and you can be as well. All you have to do is go to postshare.com. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711. The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
I was jamming to it. I've listened to this radio. All right, this is Talking Sports brought to you by Knockout Radio, which is brought to you by PostShare.com. How about our limited edition medallion beads will be ready in the next probably week to 10 days?
I have no idea what you're talking about. What?
Our medallion beads from Buccaneer Beads. You know the beads that they throw?
Right.
We're getting our own limited edition.
You're kidding.
Medallion beads. So it's the medallion. It's the one that they lift their shirts for and stuff. And please don't lift your shirt. I'll give you a medallion bead, I promise. They will be ready, and they're going to be pretty cool. They're going to have the numbers of a couple Tampa Bay football players on it.
Very nice.
In pewter and red and black.
Very cool.
And green and yellow and purple and all those other colors that we're not legally allowed to use, which is not true. You can use any freaking color you want.
I'm sure, yeah.
I just can't attach a particular word after Tampa Bay.
Right. I picked up on that over the years.
Picked up what we're putting down.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you picked up that I sort of made a gaffe.
Okay,
on
it's time
the
to move on
notes.
To other subjects. There's other subjects to move on to.
Not much.
All right, go ahead. No, there's things I want to talk about, but go ahead.
Okay, very quickly
since I hurt your confidence.
Drew Smyly has pitched for the Rays against Oakland, Texas, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Orioles. Of note, that Blue Jay game was on the 22nd, was nine inning shutout, two hitter. So that's pretty significant. Now, we have David Price as a Tiger. Let's see. It was Yankees. Now it's loading. Yankees, Toronto, Seattle, Tampa Bay, Yankees. So Yankees twice. Yeah. The most recent Yankee game was two innings. Obviously that was bad.
Can we move on?
He gave up earned runs in every game except for Tampa. That's the only game that he did well, really. Was when he was back here, his old home mound,
and so, lost.
True.
Can we move on now?
Fine.
No, I'm just asking a question. Can we move on?
Yes.
Okay. What happened with the knucklehead who was being chased by the police, but he dove into a pool to save his cousin nephew?
He will be prosecuted, I'm
Wouldn't
sure.
it have made more sense to say you were taking the Ice Bucket ALS Challenge and you slipped? And I got to be honest
with
you.
Point.
I just thought that up.
I think he's hanging out with Manti Te'o's dream girlfriend.
Yeah, well, that's who he was trying to save in the pool, was Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's bad news. Just completely lied about the entire situation. He's not on the team anymore, correct? But they left the door open for him to return.
Well, but it's
possibly.
Like an indefinite suspension, but which means absolutely nothing.
Chances
but
not. Yeah.
When you took the how to properly lie class, don't they teach you when you lie, you don't want anybody around you or involved in the lie? Because somebody's going to break.
I can neither confirm nor deny
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Why make up a lie with so many other people? You know what I'm saying?
Now you have to hope everybody else corroborates your story, and they have no idea what's going on.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
What'd he do?
What pool?
We don't have a pool.
Well, it was from the Ice Bucket Challenge, and enough ice and water, you know, formulated into what looked like a pool. So I might have seen the shadow of someone in the pool. What a knucklehead. Yeah.
Bad news, bad news. You are never going to shine yourself in a good enough light to be able to come out of that.
No, you're done.
Without being affected some way negatively. And serves him right, to me. I mean, if he's going to go that far out of his way.
Lying's not good. Don't lie.
That story. There's no reason
to lie.
Just don't do it.
There's no reason to lie. If you do something, admit it.
You will always, no matter what, if you fess up right at the beginning.
Fess up.
Your punishment for that, the consequences will be less than if you try to dance around it and blatantly lie.
You know what? I meant to talk about this last week, and the prep that goes into the show sometimes is so intense that we forget things.
It happens.
And I know that we have until February to discuss it. But there is talk, and I can go either way. I want to go a particular way, so I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
I take the other side.
I know which way I'm going.
Okay.
But either way has a viable response to the halftime show.
Okay.
They want the halftime performer to pay for the right to be the halftime performer. Have you heard about it?
I hadn't heard about that, yes.
Okay.
I say no. I don't think that that's the way things should be, because they're already going to be making money by the commercials and by all the people tuning in.
Thank you.
Specifically for
Thank you very much.
That performer, whoever it may be. So I say no, that's a bad idea.
The sponsors that are paying $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million sure. dollars for a 30-second commercial. Mm-hmm. The halftime show is 6 minutes long.
Okay.
Which is a 6 minute long commercial for the performer. I'm willing to wager, not as much as I wagered on last night's show, but I'm willing to wager that, are there still albums? CD sales, 8-track sales, cassette sales, download sales, YouTube sales. All of those sales go up for the performer from the halftime show. I'm willing
Probably.
To.
Yeah.
I'm okay with them charging them. I really, truly am. Now, you may not get those Rolling Stones, blah, 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 but they can afford it as well.
It is just because they can afford it doesn't mean they want to be shelling out however much.
It should be considered an honor to play the halftime show. All of the media.
Not if you're paying for it.
Why not?
It's not an honor.
Why not?
Because that means it's open up to anybody who can afford it.
It's opened up to anybody on the list that they would like to select and can afford it.
Okay, let's say somebody is willing to pay more specifically for the quote-unquote honor, and they say, okay, I may not be your number one, but I will pay double.
Where would you be? What, Ed? Okay. Tell me what, not the name of the band. If we are looking at the top in whose ever opinion, in Rob Newland's opinion, we'll throw Rob out there. In Rob's opinion, these are the top five bands of all time.
All right.
That are still alive performing, and we're going to offer them the right to pay $1 million to play halftime.
Okay.
You said another band is willing to pay $2 million.
Yes.
If they're the top five, where is the band that you've brought up?
I'll still say top 10. So let's
Absolutely.
Say 7 to 10.
Absolutely. You take the $2 million, you welcome them. They're now the halftime performance. Top 10?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's go further. Let's say top 15.
I would do top 15.
How far down the list would you be able to go?
About 20, 30. You know,
if they're willing to pay double.
Well, and again,
that takes away the mystique of being.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, no. Because anybody.
It's still one of the top 30 bands in the world.
Okay.
In the world.
If you are billing yourself as the biggest whatever the performance is, I'll be as vague as possible, you want to have the number one, no matter what.
Well, but you don't have the number one every year. You can only have the number one once in the history of the Super Bowl. Because there's only one number one.
The what?
There is only one number one.
Right, but what performance? What are we talking about?
The big game.
There we go.
Well, I think we can say the word of what game it is.
Okay.
We're talking about halftime of the Super Bowl.
Okay, there we go.
So I think we're okay. We're not making any dollars on this discussion. They are going to make the dollars.
They'll make plenty of dollars.
Because they're charging for the right to do that. Just and make this up, obviously. What is the number one first pick, the greatest band on the planet right now? It don't matter. Just whoever. Garth Brooks. I'm going to throw it out.
Okay.
Let's say Garth Brooks is the number one. Oh, my God. He is the greatest since sliced bread. Mm-hmm. What is 30? Give me the 30. And it's just fictitious. Whatever.
Blink-182.
I've never heard of who that is.
That's
but
okay.
All right. Are they pretty popular?
Yeah.
Are they pretty big?
Yeah.
So you're not losing in getting a band that you have just described as, yeah, pretty big. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody would know who he is, where they are in Blink-182. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with it. They're going to pay $2 million for the right to play the halftime show. And everybody knows who they are. They're a worldwide phenomenon. Absolutely. I'm okay with it. Now, if you were to tell me a band that nobody has ever heard of and wants to pay $3 million, no, then no, I'm not. You know, they make enough money. No, they shouldn't. But if you're going to give me top 50 bands that are interchangeable, and interchangeable to who? You know, somebody who likes Rihanna may not like Garth Brooks.
And that was sort of where I was.
I went to the Super Bowl in Miami and had to watch Up With People. Shut up, dude. Bring any pants you want. Up With People? Kathy Lee Gifford? Come on.
This is all over my that's all over my head.
Exactly. The halftime show has gotten much the halftime shows when it first started was marching bands.
Okay, so let's say Slipknot, a very, very popular,
never heard of
worldwide, very well known worldwide.
Is that the thing but on the back of everybody's car?
It's heavy metal.
I'm asking you a question, serious question. Is that the thing that you see on the back of so many's car that I think looks like slut something?
That's Salt Life.
Is it Salt Life? I've always wondered what that was.
Salt Life.
What's Salt Life?
Living on a beach.
Is that what that means?
I'm.
And who's the band that you just
so
said?
So Slipknot.
Okay.
Heavy. That's a heavy metal type screamo. That genre, I don't know if...
If it would work.
It would, yeah.
I don't know if that would work. And again...
But your stock... Actually, in that case, you're probably talking top 15, top 20 in the world. Not even top 30 or 50. So where is the give and take? Again, now you have opened it up to so many people. You have taken away the quote-unquote mystique, the honor
I would bring Slipknot and Adele and let the two of them perform together. I think I'd be all right with that.
Interesting. Gotcha. You have both extremes. They mellow each other out. Happy
all right, since I said it was Rob's top That's five, fine. Then Rob picked up the phone. Is Rob still there?
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Rob, what's up?
Hey, Randy, how much are you going to wager on the Bucks this year? And I'm a big fan of Wed. I'm a big Slipknot fan. And I was wondering if Nickelback's in that category. And I got a prediction. Rays don't make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
And how about Texas A&M?
All right, thanks. We'll address all nine of your questions. Thanks for calling, Rob. First, he's a big fan of yours.
I really appreciate that. You are a audience of one. I appreciate that.
Why
Thank
don't you get him one of your walkout shirts?
I will see if I can do that. Yeah.
I'm being honest.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Me too. I will, Rob, I will do everything in my power to try to get you one of my shirts.
I think Rob would really enjoy the shirt. Now, do you walk out on stage in a shirt and then take it off?
No.
Okay. Do you walk around in a shirt?
Yes.
So why don't you give him the shirt that you're going to walk around in? Oh, is that your...
This is my Athlete's Original.
Well, no,
I tweeted
not,
this out.
Yeah, we're not giving that limited edition Athlete Original shirt to Rob.
No. Not this
unless
one.
It's Sammy Watkins. He's not getting it. But it's not. So that stays with you. But talk to your sponsor.
We'll do.
And see if we can hook Rob up with a Alex Weghorn official walkout tee from the Naked Bodybuilding Contest. When's that coming up?
3 weeks out. Actually, no. Now it's 2 weeks out. It is September 13th, Tampa Bay Convention Center.
That works out well because it would really be awful if your Naked Bodybuilding Contest is the same weekend that I'm out of town,
yeah,
which means you have to fly the show yourself in the attitude and mentality that you're in during these shows.
I wasn't that bad. What
were the other things?
We had Texas A&M.
Rays don't make the playoffs.
I don't think you're going out on a limb. I think the fact that they're 12 games out of the East. They're 8 games out of the wild card.
I think you only go by the wild card. So the second wild card is 8?
8. 28 games left.
Stranger things have happened.
Sure. And it all you're counting on everything from 2008.
You only got to count on one thing.
Hey.
Drew Smiley. As long as you count on Smiley, everything is okay.
Fair enough. His 0.60 whip he has.
Exactly.
Texas A&M, the shellacking they gave South Carolina.
Let's talk about collegiate. You know, football has started.
Yes.
Last night was the finale of preseason, thank God. Regular season starts next week. We'll talk about that. We'll address the other 9 things that Rob brought up, whichever ones I can remember. All of that when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The owners of Acapulco Loco, authentic Mexican cuisine, Roberto and Paul, have over 50 years of combined experience keeping customers happy. They have a strong commitment to provide an innovative menu with excellent authentic food blended together with great service. The entire experience is completed by bringing it all together in a family-friendly atmosphere. Acapulco Loco, authentic Mexican cuisine, is inspired by Roberto's desire to bring authentic Mexican food to the neighborhood. This exceptional cuisine is modeled after the culinary creations of Roberto's mother from their native Acapulco, Mexico. Acapulco Loco is located in the Campus Walk Plaza in Clearwater, 2551 Drew Street, just west of US 19. For more information and a look at Executive Chef Tino's creations, go to acapulcoloco.com. That's acapulcoloco.com. Bring in your Dunedin Blue Jays ticket stub for a free house margarita or a free draft beer.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
to make this a music channel from now on, because, like I said, music kicks butt. Do you want to talk UFC or do you want to talk Tony Stewart?
Let's talk to UFC. I did not get a chance to see much of the press conference for Tony Stewart. I was driving up here. But
I didn't get to see it either. I read the Cliff Notes.
Gotcha.
It's now available at Barnes & Noble and all of your other bookstores. For all of you collegians, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm sure it was mostly...
You said you wanted to talk UFC. So,
okay.
So that's where we'll come back to Tony Stewart here in a second.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow night, the former top four, top five pound-for-pound fighters in the world, Henan Burrell, attempts to get his belt back against TJ Dillashaw, who put a rump whooping on him, I don't know, when was it, around July?
Yeah.
April, May? Maybe May?
I think it was July.
July?
Yeah, it was recently. They got this done, this rematch scheduled pretty quickly.
Why are so many people, and I'm not necessarily saying that Henan Burrell deserves the rematch.
Right.
Henan Burrell hadn't lost in like 7 or 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, he was on a 33-fight win streak.
So
32.
There, you know, there's some validity to the fact that he deserved a rematch for that and that alone. But do people forget, maybe the people don't forget because they were not alive in the 70s, in the 80s, when, you know, you'd watch the champion boxers on Saturday, and they would always get a rematch. Now, granted, it was always in their, you know, their contract. It was a clause if the champion loses. Don't you believe that Henan Burrell deserved a rematch because he held the title for as long as he did? Or does he drop, in your opinion, so low that he has to have three wins before he gets a title shot?
No, he does not. Even the manner in which he lost, no, he does not drop far enough for that. He would still, in my eyes, be the number one contender. And it's based on what had happened in the past. He had been dominant over anybody and everybody that was put in front of him. UFC, not UFC, doesn't matter. So because of that, yes, no matter what, he was going to get a rematch. Some people say that if it's a close fight, if it's a decision, if it's a split decision, something like that, then yes, go ahead, rematch. But if it was a stoppage, then they wouldn't give him that rematch without any question. Yes. No.
Yes, no, maybe, sort of, kind of, not really. It's Henan Burrell. It is what it is.
He gets a rematch.
I kind of even think that the division is so light that you give it to him for that reason and that reason.
There's nobody else right now?
Who? Other than what I thought they would do just because of the drama of it is have TJ Dillashaw fight Uriah Faber. Do you not want to see that fight?
That would be a good fight, but again, you're talking about what have you done lately? Burrell, I think the fight before Dillashaw, he beat Faber.
Correct.
At UFC 169.
Correct.
And that was April. So when you're talking about, does Faber deserve that shot? Not yet. You let this rematch happen first. Plus, it's more in people's minds, it's what just happened, so you're going to be able to sell it.
If it was me, if I was Commissioner Gordon, and I had Batman on my right, and I had Dana White on my left, I honestly would have done Uriah Faber.
Really?
I really would have.
For what? Just the...
A combination of, even though I said Henan Burrell deserved it,
yeah,
because of who he is and what he's done.
Yeah.
It's also storylines. It's also, let's think ahead. If TJ Dillashaw beats Henan Burrell again tomorrow on pay-per-view, 10 on the West, 7 on the East, I'll steal it from Chael Sonnen.
Other way around. 10 on the East, 7 on the West.
Isn't that what I said?
No.
I said 10 on the West?
Yeah.
I meant 10 on the East, 7 on the West. If Henan Burrell beats TJ Dillashaw tomorrow, Uriah Faber is the next highest-ranked fighter.
Yeah.
You want Uriah Faber, Henan Burrell again?
No, I'm saying then you go TJ Dillashaw, Uriah Faber.
And I don't think it's as big a deal. Because now Uriah, whether you drop TJ from the champion to one or champion to two and you move Uriah up, you know, depending on how you do it. No, I wanted it for the belt. I wanted TJ and Uriah to fight. Then if TJ beats Uriah, then he fights Henan Burrell again. if Uriah wins, then you're screwed either way, and you're going to get the Henin Burrell Uriah Faber. I just don't think it's that big of a deal to have Henin Burrell and Uriah fight again, even though Uriah is the number two ranked bantamweight fighter in the world. So at least you're setting yourself up, hopefully, for two fights.
And I was seeing it as TJ Dillashaw fighting Burrell again. You go ahead, you capitalize on the, you just had the pay-per-view with them the first. Dillashaw wins the belt. You capitalize on the follow-through from that fight. Let's say Dillashaw wins. Then you go ahead and bring in Faber, which you would have already had.
Exactly.
You're getting the two.
Except for Dillashaw loses to Henin Burrell. Then that fight with Uriah and Henin Burrell isn't as big as the fight with TJ Uriah. And
sure.
Now TJ, yeah. And if you do TJ Uriah Faber now, TJ just lost. It's now not
doesn't
as big of a deal.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you're setting yourself up to two, not one. Also, all of you voters at UFC.com, thank you for finally seeing the light and following El Wano. I'm not sure what El Wano means, but I enjoyed saying it. And moving Gilbert Melendez as the number one challenger in the lightweight division, which I have had for 6 months. 8 months.
You are a trendsetter.
I really, truly am.
That's how you're known, as Randy Harris, the trendsetter.
I really, truly am. So I don't know if you're trying to be a smarty McDarty or what you're trying to do, but I am with you 1,000%. All right, I ran so long in the first segment. We got to do this segment short because we need to go do our third break. We'll hit it real quick. We'll get in and out, and then we'll come back and close this bad boy out. This is Talking Sports. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
We're brought to you by Javon Hay, former Buccaneer, former Tennessee Titan, over at postshare.com. Give him a check out. Let's hit this break. We'll be right back. Lots of walk around my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
If this producing, running a radio station doesn't work out, I think Ed has a future in DJing.
Disc jockey.
Yeah, he's doing a good thing. A little Iron Eagle. Did you ever see that? Oh, no, you would have never seen that movie.
That's
do
about
me a
F-15s,
favor.
F-15s, isn't it?
I think
so. I've been told I need to
Lou
watch
Gossett,
it.
Lou Gossett Jr.
Okay.
And like a 16-year-old, they fly fighter jets over to the Middle East. They steal fighter jets and go over to the Middle East to pick up whatever. I can't remember the dude's name's dad. Watch the movie. It's pretty cool.
I've heard about it. I've been told multiple times.
It's awesome.
Now
the,
by you.
The music is kick-ass as well. All right. Rob brought up college football, so let's talk Tony Stewart.
Okay. Obviously had the incident he
hasn't driven since the incident.
Hit a driver. The driver passed away. He was outside of the vehicle when it happened. Fast forward a couple weeks now, and he's missed some races. Going to get behind the wheel. That's up in Atlanta, I believe, this weekend. And what should we expect
from Tony?
From him coming back?
It's an unfair question.
How much have we lost, and what are we getting back?
Well,
now
first
that Tony's
of all, it's not about we. It's not about the fans. It's not about the media. It's an unfair question. What are we getting back? We don't know what's in Tony Stewart's heart. We don't know what's in Tony Stewart's mind. You know what I'm saying? I believe, and that's all we can go by, is what each individual person believes.
Sure.
I don't believe Tony Stewart, I'm the naive guy, purposely hit the young man that got out of the car stupidly to address moving cars. Even if somebody attempted, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, no, I don't want to ask you, have you? In your dreams, have you ever thought about a guy's driving real slow in the left-hand lane?
Yeah.
You get pissed off. There's some road rage. You drive around them, and you swerve over, and then you cut them off in the left. Have you ever seen that? Am I asking you if you've ever done
that? I've seen that plenty of times, sure.
I believe if somebody was to then sideswipe that car and flip the car over,
mm-hmm.
yes, he intended to get as close to humanly possible to that car. He didn't mean for that car to flip over. He didn't mean for that driver. I don't care how much you hate the guy because he's driving slow in the left-hand lane.
Yeah.
It's going to scar the driver. Tony Stewart is now scarred, I would assume, for the rest of his life.
So how does somebody come back and perform
like
that?
Did you not ever see Days of Thunder?
That's a good point.
Did you not?
Also,
did
no,
you
yeah,
not ever see it?
Yeah, I've seen it multiple times.
Okay.
So it's a... And somebody who has...
How about Ricky Bobby?
And that's where I was going. Talladega Nights. Maybe a little bit more recent. Not Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman.
It's the same scenario.
It's the same thought process. I think when he gets back in... He's been doing this for a very long time. I think once he gets back in the car, it'll be sort of business as usual.
It's like riding a bike. It's like getting on a bike and rewriting it. But on the same line, when you're going 200, 210, whatever they go in the NASCAR races, you know, across the country, and you got to swerve in and out, and you're touching fenders, and you're rubbing, and maybe we will see a different Tony Stewart. Maybe this, you know, Sean said on the show, he doesn't think Tony Saunders will ever pitch again for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He doesn't think that Tony Stewart will ever drive again. Obviously, that's not true. He's going to drive this weekend. But let's see what type of driver he now is. Is he going to be reckless? Isn't the right word to use.
Aggressive. He's an aggressive
fearless.
Individual. And you sort of have to have that edge to you to be successful, because it's going to be that type of driving that's going to get him to the front, and that's what he's relied on for so long. So this could be the decline of Tony Stewart as we know him.
Decline. Clarify the word decline. Because he hasn't been at the top for a couple of years.
Okay, that's a good point.
You know, decline, you're either, you know, in those fantasy leagues, I don't even think Tony Stewart's an A driver. I could be wrong. I haven't played NASCAR fantasy in a couple of years. But would you consider him one of the top drivers?
I'd
consider him B+.
Going from the fact that...
He's not as good as me. I understand that.
I don't watch NASCAR on a regular basis, so I'm not as familiar. So, okay. Yes.
I don't watch NASCAR on any basis.
On any basis.
I'm just saying.
He's obviously a recognizable name, so people know him. So I don't know if I'm giving him more credit just because I know the name. And the fact that he, at least at one point in time, was in the Home Depot car. And I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Yeah, he's not in a Home Depot car.
So, yeah, that's my knowledge base. I guess he already has started that slippery slope, and this may exacerbate the situation.
What's going on sports-wise this weekend, real quick? Anything?
We have college football.
Oh, we do? It started?
Yeah.
We ran out of time. We didn't get to talk about it. If only Rob would have called and told us to talk about college football.
Oh, wait a minute.
We would have been able to jump on and talk about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week if somebody's, you know, if Rob's quick. If he calls in the first 10 minutes and reminds us, then maybe we'll do it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our title sponsor, of course, Javon Hay at postshare.com. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Eggs.
Have a great holiday weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House, where we have learned the United States will not follow Great Britain and raise the terror threat alert to severe. Prime Minister David Cameron announced the move today, citing threats from ISIS. At an afternoon briefing, Press Secretary Josh Earnest